Today's shiur in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Lamed Beis. We're learning Lilui Nishmas. Yesterday was the yahrzeit of William Wyler, Tzvi Avignar, then Aaron Eliezer. And today's the yahrzeit of Rose Rosenberg, Etta Risha Bas Moshe. All the neshamos we learn for should have an aliyah. We begin towards the top of Kuf Lamed Beis and Aleph by the two dots, about six lines down from the top. And we were discussing yesterday the shita of Machshirei Mila and Machshirim for all sorts of other types of mitzvos, the Shtei HaLechem, the Omer, Lulav, Sukkah, Matzah, Shofar, that they are all going to, according to Rabbi Elazar the Mila, according to Rabbi Elazar HaGadol, they're allowed to go and be performed even on Shabbos. The Chachamim, Rabbi Akiva, they say no. So the Gemara starts off with the two dots and says, Ad kan, until now, yesterday Shia, lo pligi rabbanon alei ela b'machshir mila. The machlokas between the Chachamim, Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Eliezer was only in regards to the machshir mila. The Chachamim, Rabbi Akiva's opinion is that they do not allow them to be done on Shabbos. If you could have done them before Shabbos, you must do them before Shabbos. The machshirei mila and all the other items are only allowed to be done before Shabbos, not on Shabbos. But Rabbi Elazar holds that they can be done even on Shabbos. But that's only on the machshirei mila. I kind of pligi rabbanon alei ela machshir mila. However, everybody agrees. The kuli ama ava mila gufa divrei hakol docha Shabbos. But everybody, even the chacham, even Rabbi Akiva's opinion is that the actual bris mila itself can be done on Shabbos. That is Docha Shabbos. So the Gemara asks the question, Minolot, how do we know this? The Gemara is going to give four answers, several of which are going to be rejected ultimately, but we start off with the following. Amar Ula. Ula tells us the answer is Halacha. It's a Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. That's how we know that Mila is Docha Shabbos. There is no pasuk for it. It's just Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. And likewise, V'chein Amar Rav Yitzchak Halacha. Rav Yitzchak says as well that this is Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Gemara doesn't like this, however. Gemara says, Meisvei, however, we have a braisa that seems to suggest otherwise. Minayin lepikuach nefesh adochas Shabbos. The braisa says, how do we know that pikuach nefashis is docha Shabbos? If a person, Rechman al-San, needs to call a doctor on Shabbos, he has a life-threatening condition. Of course, you mechuyev to call the doctor. You're mechal Shabbos with every mitzvah, other than the three cardinal sins of Gilui Arayah, Shvichas Dom, and Vodah Zarah. So, other than those three, of course, a person is allowed to go and do anything to save a life on Shabbos. So, how do we know that? How do we know that the person has a life-threatening condition, he can do anything necessary to go and save his life, even being Mechal Shabbos? So the Girsa that we have is Rabbi Elozen and Azariah Omer. Rabbi Elozen and Azariah tells us that Ma Mila Shehi Achas Me Evarim Shel Adam, just like Bris Mila is one of the Evarim of a person, and yet Docha is a Shabbos, yet you're allowed to be Docha Shabbos for Bris Mila on the eighth day. So too, certainly, we make a Kavachomer, Lepikuach Nefashos, Lepikuach Nefesh. The Kavachomer is Shadocha Shabbos. If one limb is Docha Shabbos, so certainly all the limbs, to save the entire body, one would be allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. So that's the Kavachomer that Rabbi Elozar ben Azariah brings down. Now, if we have to say Visoka Daito Halocha, if you're telling me that Mila is Docha Shabbos through Halocha Moshe B'Sinai, so then you're not allowed to learn a Kavachomer out from Halocha Moshe B'Sinai to something else. Kavachomer me Halocha mi osi. The rules of Kavachomer don't apply to a Halocha Moshe B'Sinai. You can't say, well, because this is Halocha Moshe B'Sinai, Kavachomer something else should also be forbidden or permitted on Shabbos, for example. Kavachomers don't work except in the Yud Gimel Midos. The Yud Gimel Midos are things that we have drashos from in the Torah, in the Sukkim, but doesn't work for a decree, a Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Votanya, and I'll show you that this is true because we're in a braisa. Now, the gears that we have is Amalo Rabbi Elozar ben Azariah. Rabbi Elozar ben Azariah is the gears that we have, but on the side it says we leave out the words here, ben Azariah, and it's either Rabbi Elozar or some suggest that this is Rabbi Elozar. This is our Rabbi Elozar, Rabbi Elozar HaGadol. And he says to his Talmud, Akiva, he calls Rabbi Akiva, Akiva, he is a contemporary, he's his Rabbi, so he calls him by his first name. So, Omalo Rabbi Eliezer to Rabbi Akiva, Akiva, he says, Etzem kisoru metamia halocha. The din is that if you have a bone that is the size of a sora, it is metame, and that is a halocha Moshe B'Sinai. That's how we know this. You're going to then learn out, Revi is dam, that if Etzem kisoru is metame, then certainly a Revi is dam is going to be metame. It's a much larger amount. And you're going to learn that from a Kavachomer, you're not allowed to do that. They ain't done in Kavachomer halocha. The rule is that you're not allowed to learn from a halocha Moshe B'Sinai, a Kavachomer. And therefore, that was the question that Rabbi Elozar ben Azariah or Rabbi Eliezer or Rabbi Elozar, again, the different Girsos, That's what was a pircha to Rabbi Akiva trying to learn out from a halacha l'marusina, a kal v'chomer. So you see, you're not allowed to do that. What exactly was this din of etzim kisora? So Rashi tells us over here in Dibra Maskil, Akiva etzim kisora halacha, shoya Rabbi Akiva don kal v'chomer. Rabbi Akiva said you have the following kal v'chomer, which I alluded to. Minay revi'ez dam ameiz. How do we know that if there's a revi'ez dam of ameiz, and nozir megaleach al ola? If you go into the same oil as this revi'ez dam, a nozir becomes tummy, and he has to do a taglachas, tumah, he has to cut his hair with the special procedures, the beis hamikdash, the korbanos have to bring when a nozir becomes tummy. So Rabbi Akiva learned this out, kal v'chomer, and he said the following, ma etzem kisora she'enu metami ba'ol, an etzem of a bone of the size of a sora, a barleycorn, which is not metami ba'ol. Nevertheless, if a nozir touches it or carries it, nozir megaleach amago maso, so the nozir has to go and do the taglachas tumo because he just touched or carried this etzem kisora. So certainly, revi'ez dam, which is metama ba'ohel, a revi'ez dam in the ohel is a din of tumas ohel, tumas meis, for the anything underneath the roof of that house. So we learn that out. He says, ain't no din, shanozi megaleach oleh, so you should learn how to kal v'chomer over here. Rabbi Elazar, he actually has the gifts of Rabbi Elazar. Other again say that's Rabbi Eliezer. So Rabbi Elazar tells him, Akiva, etzim kisor halach l'mosh m'sinai. This whole idea, etzim kisor is halach l'mosh m'sinai. You can't learn how to kal v'chomer. She knows him, galeach halach is halach l'mosh m'sinai for etzim kisor, or v'yizdam, atabo l'mod, mimeno, but kal v'chomer, that's not allowed. They ain't done in kal v'chomer, me'alach, do no lit no Torah Shabbat peh, li dorish b'yud gimu midos. Very important rule, that the Torah Shabbat peh is only for halach l'mosh m'sinai. Whatever it is, that's what it is. But you can't learn out any of the yud gimu midos, a kal v'chomer being amongst the yud gimu midos, you're not allowed to use that. So therefore, we schlug up Ula's statement that how do we know that everybody agrees you're allowed to do bris milah on Shabbos? It's halacha l'moshe Sinai. That's not correct. So where it says, okay, try again. Teretz number two. Elom Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar tells us, Asya os os. We have the word os that is written by bris milah, and we have the word os that's written by Shabbos. As Rashi tells us, and Shabbos it says ki os he, and by milah it says the oil owes bris. So therefore, teaches us that bris milah should be done even on Shabbos through this xerishav of osos. Where it says, okay, if that's true, so then there's a whole bunch of other things where it says os that should also be docha Shabbos. El miato tefillin dechsiv behen os lidche Shabbos. So then by tefillin it also says the word os. So then tefillin also should be docha Shabbos. Now, it doesn't mean they're wearing a tefillin. The wearing a tefillin is not an issa daraisa. You'd be wearing them. So even if you wore them in a shus harabim, there's no issa of carrying them, and they're not muktza min daraisa. There's no problem of touching them or using them on Shabbos. No, the din is that we don't wear tefillin on Shabbos for various reasons, not for now. But the bottom line is, so you wouldn't need a pasuk to tell me that tefillin adocha Shabbos. It means the making of the tefillin adocha Shabbos. So therefore, if this drosha of os, os is correct, so then you should be allowed to make tefillin on Shabbos. So that's not true. So therefore, the Gemara says, you're right. So it's not os, os, ella asya bris, bris. The answer is that it says bris by Shabbos, and it says bris, of course, by Mila. It says bris by Shabbos, it says the dorosom bris olam. And therefore, we can learn out, just like it says bris, bris, so too, Mila is docha Shabbos. Again, the Gemara says, if that's true, so then godol dechsiv de bris, litchei Shabbos. So then a gadol, a person who's not having his bris mizmana, a person who's above the age of bar mitzvah, and he's obligated to do the bris milah himself, his father, for whatever the reason, never did it, never had a bris milah done, so he's obligated to have a bris milah. So if it says bris, bris, so then you should be allowed to do even a milah shlo bizmana on Shabbos, but that's not true. You're not allowed to do a milah shlo bizmana on Shabbos. So therefore, that's not the right gzeri shava. So where it says, ela asya doros, doros. So let us learn out the word doros, which says by Shabbos, and it says on Shabbos, L'dorosom bris olam, and says by bris milah, of a katan, of a young child, it says, U'ben shmonas yamim, yimolechem kol zuchor, L'doros sechem. So therefore, we only have the word doros by a katan, an eighth-day-old baby, and therefore, let's learn out, it says doros by Shabbos, and therefore it says doros by bris milah, to allow you to do a bris milah on Shabbos. So maybe that's the source. Where it says, no, that also can't be right, because by tzitzis, Doros. By tzitzis, it also says the word doros, and that would tell me that you'd be allowed to go make tzitzis on Shabbos, litchei Shabbos, but that's not true. So it's not os, os, it's not bris, bris, it's not doros, doros. So how do you learn out that everybody holds that a bris milah is allowed to be done on Shabbos? So what is the answer? So the Gemara says, El Omer of Nachum Yitzchak. Nachum Yitzchak says it's a combination of all three. We've done in Os, Os, Bris, Bris, and Vidoros, Doros. So all three of them together, may Os, Bris, Vidoros. So we darshan the word Os, Bris, and Doros by Shabbos, and the word Os, Bris, and Doros is found by Mila, and therefore that only is found by Bris Mila, Lafuki Hanach, as opposed to Tfilin or the Bris Shalobizmana, or the making of Tzitzis doesn't have all three. The Chad Chadhu, the Siben, each one only had one. None of them had all three, and therefore all three, a combination of all three, are Xerah Shava teach me, Lekuli Yama, that Bris is Docha Shabbos. Bris Mila Bismana is Docha Shabbos. That's the answer number two, and that was the answer given by Rabbi Elazar that is accepted by the Gemara at this point in time as being correct. Let's give a third teretz number three. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Amar Kor, the pasuk says, Bayom. Seems there's an extra word, as we'll see, says, Bayom. Therefore, Bayom Hashmini Yimol B'Sar L'So. So therefore, Bayom Afilu B'Shabbos. So tell me, B'Davka, you have to do it on that day, even if that day is Shabbos. B'Davka, on the eighth day, Bayom Hashmini Yimol B'Sar L'So. Where it says, Reish Lakish questions this. Amalei Reish Lakish L'Rav Yochanan, but wait a second, El Nayata, Mechusrei Kapora, a person who, let's say, had Saras, and he is still lacking the bringing of his korbanos, so he has to bring them on the eighth day. So, Mechusrei Kapora, D'Chsiv Bu Bayom, so he it says over there, the pasuk Bayom, by a Mechusrei Kapara, Zav or Zav and Metzora, they're called Mechusrei Kapara. They have to have a cleaning process for 7 days, and then on the eighth day, they go bring the Kabanos and go to the mikveh, and now they're able to eat Kabanos. So it says the word Bayom in regards to this Mechusrei Kapara. So therefore, Hochanami Dedachu Shabbos, so therefore these Kabanos should be allowed to be brought on Shabbos. The Zovah, the Mitzoraz, but that's not true. They're not allowed to bring their Kabbalah to Shabbos, but it says the word Bayom. If Bayom is the buzzword for Mila, it should be the buzzword as well for the Mechusrei Kapara. So Gemara says, no, in regards to the Mechusrei Kapara, you need the word Bayom to teach me how Meboyele Bayom Vilo Balayla. That's to teach me that the Mechusrei Kapara, they're not allowed to bring their Kabbalah at night, but they have to bring their Kabbalah Bedavka during the day. But by Bris Mila, it tells me it's Bedavka even on the eighth day, even if it's Shabbos. That's what Rav Yochanan answered back to Reish Lakish. How come the extra word Bayom doesn't teach us B'Mechusrei Kapara? So Reish Lakish says back to Rav Yochanan, Hainami B'Boyle Bayom V'Layim V'Layla. So then, by Bris Mila, you also need the word Bayom, not to teach me B'Davka on the eighth day, even if it's Shabbos, but you have to tell me that you have to do the Bris Mila during the daytime and not during the nighttime. Just like B'Mechusrei Kapara has to be during the day and not during the night. So do by Bris Mila, it comes to teach me the din. Reish Lakish says that it has to be done during the day and not during the night. So, what would you say to that, Rav Yochanan? So, Rav Yochanan tells him, no. How? Mi ben shmona yomim nafka. We have another pasuk. The pasuk tells us that mi ben shmona yomim from the eighth day. So, that teaches me it has to be done during the day. And therefore, we're left with the X words, by yom hashmini, yimo b'sar l'so, to teach me that it must be done even on Shabbos. Shmora says, if that's true, Reish Lakish says, Hainami mi biyom tzavos nafka. So then we have the same thing by Mechusrei Kapara. It also has an extra biyom over there. Biyom tzavoso, to teach me that it must be done during the daytime and not during the nighttime. And therefore, we're left with the extra word, biyom, to teach me that the Mechusrei Kapara should also be Docha Shabbos. So what do you say to that, Rav Yochanan? So Rav Yochanan responds, oh, af al gav de nafka mi biyom tzavoso. You're right. We do learn out biyom tzavoso to tell me it has to be done during the day. Nevertheless, you still need the extra biyom to tell me the same din. You need two psukim regards to Mechusrei Kapara. Why is that? It's tricha. You need both. Because so kedai techaminach, I might have said on my own, ho, v'chos rachmona alei le'asuyei bedalus. Since the Torah gave a special permission for the zov and the zova and the mitzoras, if they are poor, if they're dal, that they're allowed to bring a non-animal carbon. They can bring bird offerings. Sometimes you can even bring flower offerings. So therefore, since the Torah was chos on these people, had pity on these people, that if they're not well off, so they're not going to be able to afford the korbanos. They're always going to be mechusrei kapara. So therefore, once it gave you this kula, so balayla nami leise, so then you should be allowed to go and bring it at night as well. Therefore, komash b'lon. Therefore, you need the extra bayom to tell me no. Even though the Torah is chos on them to allow them to bring dal, but you need another pasuk to tell me no, that your thought process, that maybe the Torah was chos on them to allow them to bring it at night, doesn't apply over here. Tosus brings down over here that this is using the methodology of Dover Shiyotza min haklau. See, this is the fourth Tosus, Ha Ahadre Kra. We haven't gotten to the Gemara yet on that, but Dover Shiyotza min haklau. Lidom b'davar echadosh. So this was taken out to teach us a special din by the mechusrei kapara that they can bring dal, they can bring a poor person's carbon. So therefore, this din of mechusrei kapara was taken out from the klal, and therefore, shiotzim in a klal lidom b'davar echadosh teaches us a new din. So that new din is lasuya b'dalos, that it can be brought with certain types of poor person's korbanos, either birds or sometimes even flower offerings. Shiatu yochol lachziru l'chlolo. You can't bring it back to the din. That it's not allowed to be brought at night, and as we'll see, that an onate is not allowed to go and bring his korbanos until another pasuk brings it back, and therefore hari hechziru b'feirish. That's why we have the second biyom to go bring the entire ruling back for all of the dinim. As now the Gemara will tell us, Masla Ravina. Ravina says, okay, if you have this extra word biyom to tell me that no, it's has to be brought during the day and not brought during at night, so maybe it only brings it back for that. So therefore, Maskevla Ravina, Ravina says, great, Elamayata, Yehe Zor, Kosher Behed. So let a Zor, a non-Kohen, go and bring the Korbanos of Mechusa Kapara. Others suggest that it doesn't really mean a non-Kohen because we have the general rule that it has to be a Kohen, but it means a Kohen who's not wearing his big day kahuna, and therefore he should be allowed to go bring the Korbanos. And likewise, the Onen Kosher Behed, or an Onen, a person who Nebuch hasn't yet buried the person from the Zion Krovim, that he has to go bury, so he's in a state of aninos. He's normally not allowed to bring korbanos. And therefore, let him do that. Once you've broken the rule and say that you're allowed to bring it at nighttime, based upon our havamina that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was chos amamone, so then it should be chos on everything. You should have a non-kohen, either a true zar, or a kohen not wearing the big day kahuna, or an onen should be allowed to do this. So where it says, no, that's why we have the second pasuk, miyom, to come to teach us that the second pasuk, biyom, comes to tell us that ahadre kral, the Torah brought it back, that's the dover, shiotzim in a klal, so you're only allowed to bring it back when you have another pasuk. This other pasuk tells me that not only can't it be done during the nighttime, it has to be done during the daytime, but it also has to be done by a Kohen and can't be done by an Onain. So therefore, this is Teretz number 3, Rav Yochanan's Teretz. This is a good Teretz as well. Teretz number 4, Rav Acha bar Yaakov Amar, he says the reason why everybody agrees that Mila is Doche Shabbos because you have a Pasuk. Amakra, Shmini. The Pasuk tells us, Shmini, on the 8th day. Shmini, Afil B'Shabbos, even if the 8th day is Shabbos. From the word Shmini, not from the word Bayom. From the word Shmini. Or it says, wait a second, we need the 8th day to tell us that that's the time that you do a bris milah, and not on the 7th day. If you do a bris milah on the 7th day, you didn't accomplish anything. All you did was a circumcision, but you didn't do a bris milah. So I need the word shmini to tell me the proper time. Someone says, no, shvi min ben shmonas yamim nafka. I already have another person tell me on the 8th day, ben shmonas yamim. When the child is 8 days old, you do a bris milah. So I already know that it's not done on the 7th day. You have to wait till the child is 8 days old. So therefore, when it says shmini, that comes to tell me, even if the 8th day is Shabbos. Mor says, that's not right. V'yakati miboyle chad lemute shvi, v'chad lemute tshi. So over here, you need the word shmini one time to tell me not the 7th day, and the other time shmini to tell me and not the 9th day. I might have said, okay, you have to wait till the baby's 8 days old. But no, if 8 days on a Friday and it's a busy day, so you push it off till Sunday. Sunday, everybody's off, so you don't want to make a bris on Sunday. So I might have thought that that's allowed, as long as you do it after the 8th day. 8th day and on, you're good. No, so the apostle tells me you have to do it bedavka on the 8th day. Dimichad, if you only had one shmini, you know what I would have said? Havamina, I would have said, Shvihu, Delo Motos Mani. You're not allowed to do it on the 7th day because the time hasn't yet come. However, once the 8th day has come, Avo Shmini, Vo Eilach, any time after the 8th day. It's not convenient to do it on this 8th day. I'll do it on the 9th day, the 10th day, the 11th day, and it's perfectly good. That's what I might have thought. Avo Shmini, Vo Eilach Maniyu, I would have said that that's the right time, and therefore, you don't have to do it Badafka on the 8th day. That's why you need the second Shmini to tell me the 8th day. So therefore, this is a very good argument, and that's why you need the word Shmini twice. So therefore, this Teretz is wrong. Ela Machvarta, Teretz number 3 is the right Teretz. Ela Machvarta, Kirav Yochanan. The Rav Yochanan's Teretz number 3 is the correct Teretz. And that's what the Gemara now tells us. We have a brice in support of Teretz number 3, Rav Yochanan's Teretz. Tanya Kavosei, the Rav Yochanan. We have a brice in support of Yochanan. Udulal Kirav Achabar Yaakov. And not like Teretz number 4, Rav Achabar Yaakov's Teretz, which we just slugged up, that it's Shmini, Shmini. No, we need the Shmini to tell me that it has to be on the 8th day and not on the 9th day or the 7th day. But it doesn't tell me that the 8th day of it's Shabbos, it's Docha Shabbos. So it slugs up, this Brisa slugs up Teretz number 3. Tosa says, it slugs up not only Teretz number 3, in Tosus Dibra Masl Tani Kavasi Rav Yochanan Udlok Rav Achor Yaakov, he says Udulok Kerav Nachum Bar Yitzchak. It also shlugs up Teretz number two. Teretz number one, Ula's Teretz, we already shlugged up beforehand. But this also shlugs up the Teretz of Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak, who said, Yomer Asya Oz Bris and Doros. Lo Hevi, he says, this Brisa says that triple Xerishava is also not correct. And they would throw away their three-way Xerishava. And this Brisa says that this is the correct Rasha that Rav Yochanan made. What is this Brisa? So this Brisa says as follows. Shmini Yimo. The Pasuk says, on the eighth day, you shall do the Bris Milah. Afilu b'Shabbos. And the Brisa says, even if this is on Shabbos. How do we know this? Umani Mekayim Mechalel Mos Yumos. And how we Mekayim, the Pasuk that tells us that you're not allowed to desecrate the Shabbos, and the normal circumstances, persons of Mechal Shabbos is Chayiv Misa, Chayiv Skila, very serious business. So you have one pasuk that says you have to do the bris milah on the eighth day. You have another pasuk that says that you're not allowed to be mechalel Shabbos. So ma ani mekayim mechalel mos yumos. Under what circumstances is this desecration of Shabbos, the chilul Shabbos, not allowed? Bishar melachos, with all of the melachos chutz mimilah, not including bris milah. Bris milah is docha Shabbos. But maybe not. That's the Havamin in this Brisa. Maybe the Brisa says, maybe not. Oh, wait, no, El Afilu Mila. Maybe even Bris Mila on the eighth day is not Docha Shabbos. Aye, it says Shmini Yimol on the eighth day. Umani Makayim Shmini Yimol. It means Chusmi Shabbos. That the eighth day is normally the right time to do it. If it's 6 days of the week, the eighth day is on any of the other 6 days of the week. So then it's, you do it on the eighth day. But if the eighth day is Shabbos, then you wait till the ninth day. You wait till Sunday. Chutzmi Shabbos. Maybe it means that the eighth day is any day but Shabbos. You do it on the eighth day. Otherwise, if it's Shabbos, the eighth day, you do it on the ninth day, on Sunday. Maybe that's the right way to darshan it. So where it says, Talmud Lomar, no. That's why we have the word Bayom. Not just Shmini Miyol. It says Bayom Shmini. So Bayom tells me Afilu b'Shabbos, even on Shabbos. This is the Brisa. So we start off with the Havamina that you should do it on the eighth day, and it's Docha Shabbos. Because Shabbos is Mechalel Mos Yumos, is everything but Bris Milah. But then we say, maybe no, it means maybe even Bris Milah is not Docha Shabbos, and then we bring down, no, our first way of thinking was correct, that Milah is Docha Shabbos because of the X word by Yom, Afil B'Shabbos. That's the Brisa. Amar Rava, Rava says, Hay Tana Mei Karamai Kar Nicholei, well, the Sof, Mei Kar Kashalei. So what made the Tana start off in saying that Mila is Docha Shabbos? Then he changed his mind and said, no, maybe Mila is not Docha Shabbos, and ultimately said, no, Mila is Docha Shabbos. What was his thought process throughout this Brisa? So the Gemara says as follows, Hochikama, this is what the Tana, this Brisa, was saying. Originally it said, Shmini Yimol means on the eighth day, Afilu B'Shabbos. Even if the eighth day is Shabbos, it's Docha. And we said, Umani Mekayim Mechalel Mos Yumos, ah, you're not allowed to desecrate the Shabbos. So the Gemara says, that's B'Shar Melachos with Mila. That includes all the other Melachos other than Bris Mila. Avo Mila Docha. Mila is Docha Shabbos. Why? What was his original thought that Mila should be Docha Shabbos? My timer. He said, it's a Kavachomer. This is a Kavachomer. Uma Tzoras, the din of Tzoras, Shedocha Esu Avoda. If a person has Tzoras, he's a Kohen, he's not allowed to do the Avoda. Now, there's a mitzvah to do the Avoda. But if he has Tzoras, it's stronger than the Avoda. Tzoras doesn't allow you to do the Avoda. You turn to Yom Beis. And the Avoda is Docha Shabbos. Now, Avoda is Docha Shabbos. We have to bring a carbon tomb, you have to bring it every day, including Shabbos morning and Shabbos afternoon. So the Avoda is Docha Shabbos. So Tzoras is Docha the Avoda. The Avoda is Docha Shabbos. So therefore, Mila, which is Docha Osa, Mila is Docha Tzoras. If a person has tzaras on his orla, on his foreskin. He has a neg on his foreskin. The baby has born with a neg on the foreskin. So you normally not allowed to cut off a nega. It's an issa deraisa to cut off a nega of tzaras. You can't make it go away by cutting it off. But if the tzaras is on the orla, so you are allowed to cut it off. So mila is docha tzaras. And if the avoda is docha Shabbos and tzaras is docha avoda, so then we say that Mila, which is Docha Tzoras, which is Docha Avoda, which is Docha Shabbos, certainly, Kal v'chomer, Shabbos, Shenidches mipnei Avoda, the Avoda pushes aside Shabbos, Tzoras pushes aside the Avoda, and Mila pushes aside Tzoras, so certainly, Enudin Shetehei Mila Docha Osa. So Mila, which is at the top of the heap, Mila is Docha Tzoras, which is Docha Avoda, which is Docha Shabbos, so therefore, certainly, Kal v'chomer, Mila should be Docha Shabbos. But then he changed his mind. Umay, O Eno, the Kamar. Then the Gemara said that this in the Tana in the Brisa changed his mind, and he said no, maybe not. So what was he then thinking? So Hodor Amar, because the Tana then said maybe not. Omimai the Tzaras Chamura. Who says that Tzaras is really more Chamur than the Halachos of Shabbos because it's Docha the Avoda and the Avoda is Docha Shabbos? Who says that that's true? Dumo Shabbos Chamuri. You know what? It's only a laugh to cut off tzaras. Shabbos is an issur skila. Dilma Shabbos is chamura. Shekein yesh ba'onshin v'asoras harbe. Shabbos has many, many different things that you can be over on, and it has stricter punishments. It's skila. So therefore, it's a very, very strong din. So you know what? Maybe this Kavu Chomer is not correct. That's what he's thinking at this point in the Brisa. So the Tana has retracted his original thought, or he's giving a supposition that maybe tzaras is not stricter than Shabbos, and therefore we don't have a Kavu Chomer. If Mila is Dochet tzaras, then Mila is Dochet Shabbos. No, Shabbos is more Chomer. So the fact that Mila is Dochet tzaras, maybe that doesn't mean that Mila is Dochet Shabbos. That's his point in the Brisa now, where he changes his mind, so to say, and says maybe not. Dilma Shabbos Chomer. Shabbos is more Chomer, and therefore I lost my Kavu Chomer. Umimai, now we delete the words inami. There is a side girsa, a long side girsa. The Mashal says to be mochek this. However, he brings down, there is an opinion that says inami is the right girsa, but we'll learn it nice and simple, and we'll say that we're not girsa the words inami. And we say as follows, umimai, mishum dechamira tzarasi. Who says that tzaras is more chomer than Shabbos, like we originally wanted to say? That's simply not true. Dilma, the reason why tzaras is docha the avoda is because dilma mishum gaver hu delochazi. It's that person that can't do the avoda. You know why? Because even if you were to cut off the nega tzaras, he still has to bring his korbanos on the eighth day, and therefore he's not roy to do it right now. So the gaver, the person, is not capable of doing the avoda. It's not the tzaras itself. It's the fact that he's not capable of doing the avoda yet at this point in time. And therefore, umani mekayim shmini mo, therefore, this point in the braisa, the supposition of the Tana is, why then can't you do mila on Shabbos? It says shmini, that only means on the eighth day, if it's not Shabbos. Chutz mi Shabbos, because we don't have the Kavu Chomer. So that's where the Tana left it at that point. Originally had the supposition, Mila is Docha Shabbos. Then he said, no, maybe Mila is not Docha Shabbos. And then he concludes, Mila is Docha Shabbos, Talmud Lomar. Then he comes, brings the Pasuk. It says, Bayom Hashmini. So therefore, Afilu B'Shabbos. That's the way Rav Yochan says to understand the Braisa. And this is the correct understanding. And therefore, Rav Yochan is right, and the other opinions are wrong. We have the Braisa in support of Rav Yochan. Tana Rabbanon. The Gemara says the following Braisa. Mila Docha Esetzaras. How do we know that Mila is Dochet Tzaras? If a person has a lesion on his foreskin, a little baby has a lesion on his foreskin, you're allowed to do the Bris Mila and cut off this foreskin that has Tzaras on it, even though normally it's an Issa Daraisa to cut off a Nega Tzaras. And this is true, the Gemara tells us, the Braisa tells us, Bein Bismana, Bein Shalom Bismana. This is true whether it's done a Bris Mila on an 80-year-old baby or it's done on a 45-year-old Russian person who never had a Bris Mila in Russia. He comes back to Yiddishkeit and he wants to have a Bris Mila. The unbelievable serious nefesh of people to have Bris Mila when they're 40, 50, 60 years old. So if a person would have a Negat Tzaras on his Arli, even though he's 40 years old, 50 years old, nevertheless, the Mila, even though it's a Mila Shlobizmana, is Docha the Tzaras on the Arla. So therefore, Mila Docha the Tzaras, Be'im Bizmana Shlobizmana. And as well, Yontif, Eino Docha El Bizmana Buvat. But Yontif, or Shabbos, if you do a Bris Mila, it's only allowed to be done on Shabbos or Yontif if it's on the 8th day B'davka. But if it's a Mila Shlobizmana, it's not Docha Shabbos or Yontif. So this is what the Braisa tells us, that the Mila is Docha Tzaras at all times, but the Mila is only Docha Yontif and Shabbos if it's done on the 8th day. So Gemara asks, Minohani Mili, where does the Braisa get this din from? So the Gemara says, the Tana Rabbanu, because we have another Braisa. And this is going to be a similar pattern. We're going to have original Braisa that's going to give us a Hava Mina one way, then it's going to change and say, maybe not, and then it's going to prove it, yes, it is. Similar to what we just had. So this Braisa says as follows, the Tana Rabbanu, this other Braisa says, Yimol Besar Erloso. The Pasuk says, a person should do Bris Mila on Besar Erloso, the Basar of his Erlo. The Alpha Pishie Shon Baharis Yikots. Even though there is a lesion of Tzaraz, the Baharis is a certain type of lesion of Tzaraz, on the foreskin, on the Erla, nevertheless, you're supposed to cut it off. Umani Mekayim Ai. There is another pasuk that says, Yishomer B'negat Tzaraz. You have to be careful with your Negat Tzaraz not to cut it off. So it's an Issa Daraisa to cut it off. So that's Bishar Mekomus, Chutz Mimila. That would be any else place on the body. So a person has a Negat Tzaraz on his finger. He's not allowed to cut it off in order to get rid of the Tzaraz. No, you're not allowed to do that. That's on any other place in the body. But if it's on the Malkum Mila, it's on the Arla, then you're allowed to go cut it off when you do the Bris Mila. So this pasuk that says that you have to do the Bris Mila, means Besar Orla, so implies even on an Arla that's Tzaraz, and the pasuk that says Hishama B'Negat Tzaraz applies to every other place in the body, Chutz Min the Arla, not from the Bris Mila area. That's the original supposition of the Braisa. But then it says, no, maybe not. Oeinu elu afilu mila. Maybe it means even a Bris Mila on the Arla. If you have a Negat Tzaraz on the Arla, you're not allowed to do a Bris Mila. You're not allowed to cut it off. So when it says you have to do the bris milah on the basar olaso, it means bisman she'ein bo baharis. As long as it doesn't have a lesion, then you do a bris milah. But if it has a lesion, not allowed to do the bris milah. So that would be my supposition, and that this din of Hishom ben Negah Saras applies even to an orlo with a nega. Talmud Lomar, the Brisa tells you, no, I have another pasuk, Bisar. Look at the pasuk, it didn't say Yimol or Laso, it said Yimol Bisar or Laso. That comes to tell me, Af al pi shiye shom baharis. Even though you have a baharis there, you are allowed and mechuyev to go and cut off the baharis to do the mitzvah bris milah, bein bismana, bein shalom bismana. That's the Brisa. Now we go and discuss this Brisa again, like we did before. Amar Rava. Rava said, Hai Tana, meikar mai nichale, hu besof mai kashale. What was the original supposition of the Tana to say you could cut off the orla that has a negas ras on it? Then he changed his mind and said, maybe you can't. And then he ultimately said, yes, you can. So Gemara says, Hoche Kamrat. This is again Rava explaining what the Tana of the Brisa was saying. So it started off saying, Yimol besar orla, so that comes to tell me, Va'afa pi sheyesh baharis. Even though the orla has a nega of tzaras on it, has a baharis, a certain type of nega, you're allowed to go cut it off. Aye, the pasuk says you're not allowed to cut off a nega. Umani makayim hishomim b'nega tzaras, that you're not allowed to go cut off a nega tzaras. What does that go on? Bishar makom mishutz milah. Another parts of the body, except the arla. There you're allowed to, not allowed to cut off the nega, but the arla you're allowed to cut off the nega. Avomila doches tzaras. Oh, that was our first supposition in the Brisa. And my time, what's the reasoning for that supposition? The asumi kavachomer. We learned that from kavachomer. The same kavachomer they read before. Uma Shabbos Chamura, Shabbos, which is such a strict din, it has so many asharos and so many onshin that are strict and serious, much more so than a nega tzaras. Uma Shabbos Chamura, nevertheless, Milo is dochosa, Milo is docha Shabbos, which is so chomer, so certainly Milo should be docha tzaras, which is not as chomer. Tzaras lo kol shekein. Therefore, that is the reason in the supposition of the Tana originally that said that Milo is docha a orla that has a tzara, nega tzaras on it. Gemara says, then he changed his mind. Uma o eno de kamar. Then he said, maybe not. What was that? What was going through his mind then? So the Tana said as follows. Ho de kamar, the Tana said as follows. Mimai de Shabbos chamira. How do we know that Shabbos is more chamur? Maybe de omot tzaras chamira. As we pointed out from our original point, at the very top of the omot, maybe Shabbos is not more chamur than tzaras because we have a whole pattern over here that tzaras should be more chomer than Shabbos. Because why? Shekein dochas avoda. If a kohen has tzaras, he's not allowed to do the avoda. And the avoda is dochas to Shabbos. The avoda is done even on Shabbos. You bring korbanos that are mechuyev to be brought on Shabbos, even on Shabbos. And therefore, it's not docha. You can't bring the kavach chomer that if you can do a bris milah on Shabbos, you can do a bris milah even if there's a nega of tzaras on the arla. Maybe that's not a good kavach chomer. Because, in fact, tzaras is more chomer than Shabbos. Therefore, we need, that's what the supposition was, and then he broke the supposition, and Talmud Lomar, he comes back to his original supposition. Talmud Lomar, no, it says the word Bisar. Yimol Bisar or so, that comes to tell me, the Af appreciation Baharis, even though it has a Baharis. We had two ways of looking at it. The extra pasuk, Yimol Bisar or so, comes to tell me that the first way of looking at it was right. Now we have a different understanding of this Brisa. Lishnach Rina. Another way to understand this Brisa is as follows. Mila doches tzaras. Mila is doches tzaras. My time. What was his original thinking? That Mila should be doches tzaras because the osi asei, but doche los asei. The positive mitzvah of doing bris milah, you should go do a bris milah, is docha the los asei of don't cut off the nega tzaras. And I say is docha a los asei. We have that throughout Shas. That was his original supposition. Oh my, oh ain't no de comrade. But then he changed his mind and said, maybe not. What was going through his mind then? Because hard to come out, because he then said afterwards, "Hey, mo di amrino di osi asay v'doche es losa say." When do we say that an asay is doche losa say? That's only if there's only a losa say. Losa say greater. A regular asay can knock off a regular losa say. However, by the baheres, by the negatzeras, hay asay v'losa sayu. There is a positive commandment that you should follow the process that the Torah prescribes, that you go to the Kohen declares it's a Negat Saras, the Kohen declares it's no longer Negat Saras, that's an Asay, in addition to the Los Asay of Hishamim, that you shouldn't go cut off the Negat Saras. So the Asay of Mila can only knock off a Los Asay, but it can't knock off an Asay and a Los Asay. So therefore, the Tana of the Brisa said, maybe not. Then, Umani Makai Mimo Basar Loso, according to the way that the Brice is now saying, maybe not. So then, what do you do with the words Yimol Bisar Loso? That comes to tell me, Zman Shein Baba Harris. If only if the Orla doesn't have a lesion, doesn't have Tzaras on it. So therefore, that's a perfectly good way of looking at it. That's why along comes the pasuk Yimol Bisar Loso Talmud Lomar Bisar. The extra word Bisar comes to teach me that even if the Nega is on the Orla, you still are allowed to cut it off. The Asay of Mila is Dolche, this Lo Sase of Tzoras, because of the extra word in the Pasuk, Besar, not because in Nase is Dolche Lo Sase. And this is true, the Apple B, Sheshon Baharis, even though there is a Baharis over there. So this is the way to understand the Brice according to the second opinion. Now the Gemara says, this is great, Tenach Godo. This works out well for a adult, a man above the age of Bar Mitzvah, who would be Chayiv Koris if he doesn't do his Bris Mila. He now has this obligation on himself, and therefore we see that for a Mila Shlomo Zmana, for a male who's an adult above the age of Bar Mitzvah, Tenach Godo, Tichsibu Bisar. It says, Yimo Bisar Luso, by that situation. And Katanami, and for an 8-day-old baby, we also know, Ksiv Bei Bisar. It also says Bisar by the 8-day-old baby. However, Beinoni Mino Alon. What about a Beinoni? What do we mean by Beinoni? It means a child that's not on the 8th day, it's after the 8th day, but he's not yet a gadol. So he has no mitzvah to do it himself. He's not mechuyev the mitzvahs yet. So how do we know that a mila done on a 2-year-old kid, under the age of bar mitzvah kid, is also that it's doche the tzoras, if the child has a nega tzoras and he's under bar mitzvah, he's more than 8 days old, he's under bar mitzvah, how do we know that that nega is also, doesn't say boser in that situation? So Abai says, Asya mi binaya. You learn it out from both of them. You learn it out from the godol and you learn it out from the 8-day-old katan. How do you do that? As follows. Mi godol lo asya, you can't learn it out from the godol, shekein onish koris, because the godol has a din of koris. He's now obligated himself when he reaches the age of bar mitzvah to do bris milah, or else he's chayiv koris. So that's not true by a 2-year-old kid. Shekein on his koris, but the godol there is a din of koris, but you don't have that by a child under the age of bar mitzvah. And mikadol lavasi, you can't learn that from an 8-day-old child. Shekein mila bismana, because that's a special din of mila bismana. So each of them has an aspect to it, koris or bismana, that the other one doesn't have, and therefore neither of those two can be the bottom line. Hatzada shavish bam. What's the common denominator between the godol and the katan bismana, the 8-day-old child? Shekein nimolin, the both of them required bismillah, but dochen is a tzaras. In both situations, it's dochen tzaras. So it can't be the aspect of kares, because it's not present in the 8-day-old child. And it can't be the aspect of bismana, because it's not present in the gadol. So therefore, hatzara shavish v'ineim is af kosh nimolin, dochen is a tzaras. Anytime you do bismillah, it is going to push aside the din of tzaras. So anytime you do a bismillah, and the orla has a nega tzaras, you're allowed to do the bris milah. You don't have to wait till the orla heals and the nega goes away. That's how we learn out for this child who's a beinoni. That's why the beinoni also, even though he doesn't have koris and he doesn't have bismana, nevertheless, anytime you do a bris milah, it's doche es tzaras. Rava gives a different explanation. Rava says mila bismana doche lo tzrichakra. He says the fact that it says Imo b'sar l'so by a katan, that wasn't necessary, because we have a kavachomer. Mi kavachomer asya, we're doing that anyway. Umar Shabbos dechamira. Shabbos, which is very, very strict, as we pointed out, it's stricter than tzaras, it's doche. Nevertheless, a mila on Shabbos on the 8th day is doche. So certainly, if it's doche Shabbos, tzaras lo koshkin. So certainly, if you have a nega tzaras, but it's a mila b'smana, I would be doche, and I don't need a pasuk imo b'sar l'so to tell me that, and therefore, you can use it to tell me the beinoni. Gemara says, maybe not. Amalei Rav Safra l'Rava. Rav Safra questions Rav, and he says, Mimai de Shabbos Chamira. Again, the whole discussion. Is Shabbos more chamer than Tzaras, or Tzaras more chamer than Shabbos? So, according to Rav, he says, certainly Shabbos is more chamer than Tzaras. So, Rav Safra says, maybe not. Mimai de Shabbos Chamira. Who says Shabbos is more chamer? Duma, Tzaras Chamira. Maybe, in fact, Tzaras is more chamer, again, for the whole reason we said. Tzaras is docha the avoda. Shekein docha is avoda. And therefore, the avoda is docha the Shabbos. And therefore, Tzoras, which is Docha, the Avoda is Docha Shabbos as well, so to say. So Tzoras is more Chomer. So that's what Rav Safra says to Rava. Rava says, no. Hatsom, again, like we explained in the first discussion that we had, Lav Mishum the Chamira Tzoras. It's not that Tzoras is really so Chomer. El Mishum the Gavru de Lachazi. The person is not Mechusa, he's still Mechusa Kapara. He still has an 8 days. Therefore, it won't do you any good. If you cut off the Tzoras, he still can't do the Avoda at that point in time. Therefore, if the person is unable to do it, it's not the din of Tzoras. But now the more questions is, am I? V'yokotz b'harto v'yavo. Because why don't you just say, cut off the nega tzaras and let him do the avoda on that day? So Gemara says, no, because mechusa tefilu, because Rava says, that's my whole point. Because you can't cut off the nega tzaras, he still can't do the avoda because he's mechusa tefilu. But Rav Safra says, no, tenach negoim tmeim. That's true if it was a nega that was definitively declared a nega. So this person is tamei. He's Vaday Tomei, and he needs to bring his kabanos the day after the nega is gone, either through the normal 7-day process of the nega being declared no longer a nega, or through cutting it off, and then the next day you go bring your kabanos. He's a mechusa tefil in any event. So Gemara says, that's true, Rav Safra says, Tenach Negoim Tmeim. But what about negayim tahorim? Sometimes you have a nega, it's not declared a definite nega, and therefore if we cut off, you're not tamei, you were never tamei. So therefore, you theoretically, if you cut off that nega, could go do the carbon right then and there. You don't have to, you're not a mechusa kapara, you're not a mechusa tefila, you don't have to go and wait another day. So Michael Meimar Rav Safra says to Rava, in that situation, we're dealing with a nega that's tahor, so then why can't you say over here that the Kohen should be allowed to go and cut off his nega in order to do the avoda? So Gemara says, no. Elom Ravashi says, no. When do we say that the assay of doing the avoda should knock off the los assay of you're not allowed to do the avoda if you have a nega, and therefore you should be allowed to cut off the nega in order to do the avoda? That we only say could go mila b'tzaras. That's when you have, let's say, a nega on the orla. So at the moment that you're doing the bris mila, the assay, you're simultaneously at that moment in time cutting off the nega. They come together. Alternatively, inami, tzitzis v'kilayim. We're allowed to wear tzitzis on a garment that is going to be kilayim because you have linen tzitzis on a wool garment. So you're allowed to do that because at the moment that you're being yotzei the mitzvah tzitzis, you're transgressing the iser of kilayim. They're coming at the same time. The be'idna, the misaker lav, at the moment that you're transgressing the lav, you're doing the lav, kamok masay, you're physically doing the asay at that very moment. And therefore, we have the rule of asay is dochelos asay. However, hocha, in our case of the kohen, be'idna, the misaker lav, at the moment that you cut off the nega tzaras and you're doing the lav of not shomer, not following the rules that you're not allowed to cut off a nega tzaras, at that moment you're not doing the avoda. Lo ka mokim asay. Therefore, the only time the asay is dochel los asay is they come simultaneously. But here, you'd have to first do the los asay, cutting off the nega tzaras. So then you could do the avoda 2 minutes later. That's not called asay dochel los asay. So therefore, Ravashi says that's why Rava's teretz is good teretz, and Rav Safra's question is not a good question. Shmuel says, "V'hod the Rava Rav Safra, this machlokus between Rava and Rav Safra over here is a machlokus tanoim. They were Amorayim. There's an earlier machlokus tanoim. Tanoihi. This is actually machlokus tanoim. The Tanya we learned in the Brisa. The Brisa says Basar. We have the word imo Basar also. V'yafu pishiyeshon baharis imo. Even though it has the baharis, even though it has the nega on the arla, you can cut it off." Divrei Rav Yosha, that's Rav Yosha's teretz. Rav Yonason says, Rav Yonason disagrees. Rav Yonason, Omer, no, ain't no tzok. You don't need that pasuk imo besar or so. He says, you learn it after the Kav HaChomer, Shabbos Chamura, Shabbos, which is such a strict din, and Mila is Dolchit, nevertheless, Mila is Dolchit Shabbos, so certainly Tzaras, which isn't as strict, though kosher came, Mila certainly should be Dolchit Tzaras. And you don't need this pasuk. So this is machlokus between Rav and Rav Safra is the same machlokus that we have over here between Rav Yosha and Rav Yonason. With this, we conclude today's shir.